Still silver!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver! The Lone Ranger! With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
Sheriff Jackson's horse fell. The sheriff broke his leg, and that's when trouble came to Pecos. Trouble and mystery. Many of the ranchers and townsmen had horses of which they were particularly proud. Some of the best horse flesh in the state was owned by men in and around Pecos. And the best of these horses was disappearing with surprising regularity.
And even Charlie Kent's fine ad.
Barnaby, you don't mean to tell me Kent's Arab has been stolen?
That's what I'm saying, Lefty.
I declare.
Everyone talked about the missing horses, particularly when the report of Charlie Kent's loss reached the cafe.
Oh, poor Charlie. Why, he'd sooner lose his right arm than that black Arab of his.
The horse thief ought to be found and strung up, that's what I say. What's more, he will be as soon as the sheriff gets back on his feet.
Well, it just goes to show you can't run a town without a lawman. And I mean a lawman.
Well, Kate's doing her best to take over her husband's work. But the best she can do is the letter writing and desk work.
Yeah, just so, Barnaby, just so. But when it comes to finding the horse thieving crook, Kate just can't handle the situation.
You're right, Lefty.
Why, dead blasted, Barnaby, this crook took that prize team from the three-bar spread. He took Cal Cummins' fine paint horse. He made off with that prize stallion from the Diamond Rafter. And now you say he's got Charlie Kent's arrow.
Yep.
Hey there, you! You dragging back no foot, no foot!
Great deeds, Kate.
What's she doing here in the cafe?
What's the idea of all you frittering away your time in this place when the horse thieves to be found? You, Barnaby, and you, Lefty, why did you get out and hunt for Kent's arrow?
Now, Kate, why are you picking on us?
Well, I'm picking on no one in particular. It seems to me that you might be a man-hunting, especially when poor Jackson is laid up with a busted leg.
But, Kate, we got no clues to work with. We got no trail to follow.
And you won't get one standing up again that bar. Do you think the horse thief will come walking through them swinging doors and ask someone to lock him into the calaboose?
What about the swinging door?
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hi there, Kent.
Howdy.
I just heard about that Arab of yours. That's too doggone bad.
Arab across the border by this time.
Thunder and lightning.
You going to take that loss without doing something?
Don't tell anyone, Tate, but I already done something.
Yeah?
What's that, Charlie? What'd you do?
I talked to Sheriff Jackson.
Why were you talking to him?
I told him we needed some law around here, being that he was laid up with that busted leg.
Oh, you did, eh?
Now, Kate, don't get riled up. You're doing all right as the assistant sheriff, but we need a man to go after the horse thieves. So I went to your husband. He signed the paper so that I could send for a Texas Ranger.
When did he do all this?
Early this morning, just after I found my horse was stolen.
You mean it was stolen last night?
Yep.
Thunderation. Then the critters got almost 24-hour start.
Doggone Jackson. Why didn't he tell me you called on him?
Say, Charlie, I wonder if the Texas Ranger had time to get here since this morning.
Maybe he could have. The pony rider took the message. Why'd you ask, Barnaby?
Doggone, I think he's here right now. I've been wondering about the stranger.
Where's he at?
Take a look in the corner.
Hmm?
There's a tall gent sitting there, not drinking and not eating. Not doing nothing. Just plain sitting. An eye on everyone that comes in here.
Hmm, I see. Got a redskin sitting next to him at the table. Uh-huh, he is a stranger in town.
Don't seem to me he could be a Texas Ranger. More likely he's the horse thief.
I'll lay 2-1 he's one or the other, and I aim to find out which. I'm going to stand here and keep an eye on him for a few minutes. Then I'll have a talk with him.
The stranger who sat watching people in the cafe was neither horse thief nor Texas Ranger. He had left off his familiar mask, put on a disguise, and changed his clothes to conceal his identity. No one realized it was the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger, or that the Indian with him was Tonto.
Where'd you leave your horse, Tonto?
Well, him in camp outside town.
Might have been better if I'd left Silver there, too.
Me see Silver at Hitchback down the street.
There wasn't room in front of this cafe.
Oh.
Tonto, a lot of people have been eyeing me because I'm a stranger in town. They'll guard their talk while I'm around. You, it's different.
What you mean?
Well, you drift into town tomorrow with a blanket around your shoulders. Find a place to sit in the sun and make believe you're asleep. I don't think anyone will pay much attention to you.
Me savvy.
The horses are being stolen by someone who lives around here. No stranger would know where the valuable horses are.
That's right.
There's more to it than just a case of horse stealing.
How bad?
The horses are taken to a bandit army over the border. And they've all the horses they need. Maybe guns.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
Old woman watches plenty close.
Yes, I've noticed her. She's the sheriff's wife. Her name is Kate Jackson.
Come along, boy.
Come this way now.
Looks like a bodyguard following you.
That's right.
Hello, you better get out. Wait for me in front of the cafe.
Hey, there, mister. I want to talk to you.
Yes?
Are you the ranger?
What's that?
Answer up. Give me a straight question. Straight answer to a straight question. Are you the ranger?
What ranger?
Texas Ranger, of course. You're either a Texas Ranger or a horse thief, and I aim to find out which.
I'm sorry I haven't a badge.
Oh, then by ginger. You must be here for no good. You must be the horse thief.
Oh, just a minute, just a minute. Don't you think it would be better if people around here didn't know of the arrival of a Texas Ranger?
Yeah?
I'm not a horse thief.
Well, you
kid, he sure talks all right.
I'd have little chance to find the horse thief if you put me in jail.
You reckon so. But see here, what about that redskin that shoved off as we came up here? Why'd he sneak off?
He didn't sneak off. I told him to go. So your sharp eyes wouldn't realize the truth.
Eh?
Sharp eyes is right. She don't miss nothing.
Everyone else thinks he's an Indian.
What do you mean, everyone thinks? Oh, I savvy. Two of you here, eh? One disguised as a redskin.
I hope I can trust you people.
You hear that, Barnaby? You hear it, Lefty?
Yes, yes, sure.
You keep quiet about this disguise. And that goes for you, too, Charlie Kidd.
Yeah, sure thing.
I thought there was something suspicious looking about that man in Indian disguise. Well, I'm glad you're here, mister. If anything I can do, just call on me.
Thank you.
The sheriff's wife left the cafe accompanied by Charlie Kent, Barnaby, and Lefty. The Lone Ranger waited for some time, and then he, too, went through the swinging doors and joined Tonto in the darkness. Tonto asked several questions, which were answered.
And so, Kate thinks we're both Texas Rangers.
That's plenty funny.
We'll do just what we planned, Tonto. I'll stay in the hotel here in town. We go back to camp and drift in tomorrow like one of the Indians from the valley.
Me savvy.
Well, I'll go and get Silver. I'll leave him in the saddle shed behind the hotel.
Oh, maybe better me take Silver back to camp.
Oh, I don't think anyone will try to steal him. Not as long as the people in town think I'm a Texas Ranger.
There's Silver down at next hit start.
Yes, I wanted to...
What matter?
Otto, that doesn't look like Silver.
No. No, they're different.
That's what I thought.
There's only one white horse at hitch rack.
Come on, Tonto. Tonto, that's not Silver.
That right.
My saddle, saddlebags, and my blanket roll. But this is not Silver.
He's got Silver.
But how? Silver would put up a fight if someone tried to move him.
Maybe him do that. We and Cafe, we not hear him.
Tonto, look here. This horse isn't even white.
Let me see.
Look here. The dark horse. Been covered with some sort of chalk or lime.
That old Indian trick, change color horse.
That horse thief has made this a personal problem.
That's right.
He's going to have more trouble than he bargained for.
Sabi.
Yes.
Tell us, come this way. Maybe them see someone with Silver.
Those are the men who were in the cafe.
Hey, right where you are, mister. Don't move. We want to talk to you.
Otto, we may have trouble.
It's all going right. We want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you.
I've got a gun on you, mister. Don't make any fast moves. We've been waiting to get you. Don't try to escape.
Look that horse over, boy. See if it ain't mine.
Why, look at here, Charlie. You were right. This horse has been whitewashed.
Yes, sir. This is my black Arab.
What have you got to say about that, mister?
I left my horse here a little while ago. When I came back, he was gone, and my saddle was on this horse.
A likely story.
Keep him covered, boys.
Come on, Kate. You've got the authority of the law. We've got a horse thief.
Great day. That's the Texas Ranger.
Like funny is. He's the horse thief, and I caught him with my horse, my black Arab. Look and see for yourself.
He's got his own saddle on Charlie's horse.
And I can prove it's my horse by the small brand here on the shoulder.
But you heard what this man said about himself and the redskin in the cafe.
Yes, we heard him, Kate. And we didn't hear him say definitely he was a Texas Ranger. He just let you think he was.
How about that, mister? Are you a Texas Ranger? Answer yes or no.
No, I'm not.
Well, there you see.
And he is a horse, he.
Fire thunder, we'll string him up.
Hold on, let's see about the Indian. I was took in once, but I won't be taken in again. Let me look at your redskin.
Meanwhile, I'm going to have a look at these saddlebags.
Just a minute.
Stay where you are, mister.
We've got you covered.
You redskin, you're not in any disguise.
That's right.
You keep poking through that saddlebag, you're going to find something that will start trouble.
If there's any trouble started, mister, you'll be the one that gets it.
You already started more trouble than you can get out of.
These people must have been waiting for me. It didn't take you long to come when you saw me approach this horse.
You're doggone right, it didn't. Charlie Kent had a hunch this was his horse.
He saw it when we come out of the cafe.
We're all waiting to see who tried to make off with the Arab.
Hey, look. Look what I found in the saddlebag. Oh,
what's this?
What is it, Charlie?
It's a mask. An outlaw mask.
There's a trouble, I promise.
Hey, look out. Grab him.
The Lone Ranger threw himself at the men and held guns, catching them entirely off guard. He grappled with them, apparently struggling against their restraining grip, to give Tonto the chance to slip away and disappear in the darkness. Presently, Lefty and Barnaby had a firm grip on the tall man's arms, while Charlie Kent held him around the neck. Then the Lone Ranger seemingly gave up.
Oh, all right, all right. You have me.
Try to get away, eh?
Hey, Cindy, don't you try that again.
You're lucky one of us didn't drill you.
I hadn't been afraid of hitting Kent or Lefty. I'd have shot.
Don't let loose of him. Take him to jail and lock him in while you got hold of him.
Hey, come on, mister. We'll give you a fair trial in a day or so, and then we'll hang you.
While you're sitting in jail, you can make up your mind whether you're going to tell where you took those stolen horses.
Yeah, if you talk, you might get life in jail instead of hanging.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. The Lone Ranger made no resistance when he was taken into the jail and locked up for the night. He knew that Tonto was at large, and that sooner or later the Indian would come to help him. In this, he was quite right. Tonto made his way through the night without a sound. He reached the jail, where a man sitting in a chair propped against the wall was on guard. Tonto prepared a coil of rope. He swung it carefully and threw it.
Hey, what
the... It's you.
Wait, Your Honor, let me go.
Let that noise be gagged.
Oh, you'll see.
The guard caught at the jail door by surprise was no match for the strong arms of the Indian. In a moment, he was tied and gagged and dragged inside. Then it was the work of but a moment to take the guard's key and unlock the door of a small cell.
There's plenty of lynch talk here, Tommy. They'd not get far.
Who started the lynch talk,
Tommy? Fellow, you know.
Charlie Kent.
That's right.
Kent's the man who's supposed to have sent for the Texas Rangers.
Ah.
I don't think he did it. I don't think he wants Texas Rangers around here, Kemosabe. He doesn't want the horse thief to be found.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because I think he's the horse thief. I think he switched horses so I'd be held.
Oh.
In that case, he must have silver.
We go to Kent's barn, huh? Look for silver.
I've got to do more than that. They've got to prove that Kent's the thief.
And how we do that?
First of all, I'm going to call on Kate Jackson. While I'm doing that, you've got to do some scouting at Charlie Kent's place.
As Tonto left to investigate Charlie Kent's place, the Lone Ranger left the jail and made his way along the almost deserted streets of Pecos toward the sheriff's home. He stopped occasionally to ask directions, and then a short time later approached the darkened house and rapped at the door.
Who's there?
Open the door, Kate. I've got to talk to you.
Just a minute.
I thought it was you. Stand still. You're covered. I thought I recognized your voice.
I knew you would.
How'd you get out of jail?
Let me in, Kate. I've got to speak to you.
Well, step in, but watch yourself. I can use this 6-gun as well as any man in town, and I'm not afraid to do it. What's more, Jackson himself is right in the next room.
All right. I came here, Kate, because you represent the law.
That being the case, I'm putting you back in jail. How'd you get out, anyway?
My Indian friend tied the guard.
Oh, the cussed nerve.
Kate, listen to me. You want to find the horse thief, don't you?
I'm covering him right now.
You don't mean that. You know very well you're not convinced that I'm the thief.
Well, I...
Tell me, what do you know about Charlie Kent?
What about him?
He knows horses, doesn't he?
Sure does.
How far would you trust him?
How far? What do you mean by that?
I think Charlie Kent is the horse thief. I think he's stolen all the horses that have disappeared.
Well, of all the loco crazy nosy...
Do you honestly think I'm the thief?
Well, I don't know. Doggone it, stranger. You've got a way about
you. Hey, Kate. Who are you talking to?
Oh, now we've Wolf Jackson is dead ready. Why'd you have to come here?
I want to see him.
Hey, Kate!
All right, Jackson, all right. We're coming into your room. Go on, you. Open that door. Better take that lamp so Jackson can see you.
Good.
Jackson, this here's the critter I told you about. The one I had locked up in the calaboose.
What are you doing here? How'd you get out?
My friend helped me, Sheriff.
Kate, who is this critter?
I don't know.
Jackson, I came here to find the horse thief. I need help in proving him guilty.
He claims Charlie Kent's the thief.
Charlie Kent?
I'll know for sure as soon as Tonto gets here.
Redskin? He coming here, too?
Yes, he is, ma'am. Oh, there he is now. You better let him in, Kate.
Oh, just let me get my hands on him.
Why do you say Kent's a horse thief?
Sheriff, wait until we see what Tonto has to say.
Come on in.
Friend here?
Yeah, he's in the next room. Come on in, he's waiting for you. I do declare this thief's all I've ever seen.
Tonto, what did you learn?
It's my silver, Kemosabe. Silver?
That's the name of my horse. Where'd you find him, Tonto?
Find him where you say.
Was he in Charlie Kent's barn?
That's right.
Was that? You say your horse was in Kent's barn?
Yes, Kate.
We go there now, huh?
In just a few minutes, Tonto. First of all, we've got to get my guns back. Oh, you took them, Kate.
You bet I took them. If you think you're going to get them back when
where you... Where are they, Kate?
Sheriff, the bullets in those gun belts are made of silver.
Silver, huh? And your horse is called Silver. I'm surprised you don't have a mask.
Well, I did have one.
How did you know, Jackson? He had a mask in his saddlebag. That's why we figured he was the outlaw.
Get his guns.
Huh?
I said get this man's guns. Whatever he does is all right.
But, Jackson, he made me think he was a Texas Ranger. He misled me.
He didn't mislead you very much. Now do as I say. Even if I am tied down with this busted leg, I'm still the sheriff.
It was late at night when the Lone Ranger went to the sheriff's home. It was even later when he left there with his guns once more strapped around his hips and went to Charlie Kent's home. He entered the house without hesitation. Crossed the living room, entered the bedroom, and then shook the sleeping man.
Wake up. Wake up, Kent. Come on, wake up. I want to talk to you.
Hey, what's the idea? Who are you?
Don't you recognize the voice? Light the candle by your bed. You'll know me when you see me.
But that voice...
Go on, light the candle. I'm the man you framed into jail.
You...
Take it easy. Go on, hold the match to that candle. We'll need a little light.
How did you get out of jail?
You'll hear all about that when you talk to the sheriff or his wife. Now listen to me, Kent. You framed me so I'd be hung for horse stealing.
But I... Listen, mister, let me talk.
I'll do the talking. They hang men for horse stealing. A man can only hang once. You know what I mean?
Oh, please, please, mister. Don't jab that gun at me like that. Don't do it.
If I'm going to be executed for your crimes, I might as well take you with me.
No, no, please.
Or do you want to help me get away from
yes,
here?
Yes, I'll help. I'll help you get away.
Where's my horse?
Now, look, I haven't admitted a thing.
Get out of that bend.
Hey!
Come on, get dressed. We're going to the stable. I'm going to get away from here. I'll need a horse, and a good one. I want my own horse. You'd better have him.
All right. All right. Don't wave that gun at me like that. I'll help you. I'll go to the stable with you.
And go on, move.
As the Lone Ranger held his guns on him, Charlie Kent was forced to dress quickly. Then by lantern light, the two men crossed the short distance from the house to the barn.
Right behind you, Kent. Don't try any tricks.
No. No, I won't.
Get that stable door open.
Yes, sir. There.
Silver.
There's your horse tied up in that stall. You're welcome to him. I never had so much trouble with a critter in my whole life.
Steady there, Silver. Steady, boy.
Take your horse and welcome. Just get away from here, that's all.
You know, Kent, you had a pretty slick scheme. In fact, it's still a slick scheme. After I've gone, the people will still blame me for the theft of all the horses. That'll leave you in the clear.
But I haven't...
When did you get the idea of framing me?
Now, look.
Oh, I'm just curious, Kent, that's all. You painted your black Arab, then reported him stolen so no one would suspect you of being the thief. Then when you saw a stranger come to town on a white horse, you took advantage of the chance to give the law a prisoner. Now, isn't that it?
Yeah, that's right. Now, take your horse and get out, will you, mister?
Well, I don't know just where to go. I suppose it'd be safest across the border.
Sure, you can make it without any trouble.
You must have some friends below the border, Kent. I'll need some friends if I'm to be hunted by the law.
I don't know many people in Mexico.
How about the outfit that buys horses from you?
You wouldn't fit in with that outfit.
Well, where will I find them?
I told you wouldn't fit.
In Del Rio?
How did you know?
I've heard of an outfit down there. Pack of outlaws that are in the market for good horses. They're What's the name of the leader?
Well, if you've got to know, it's Miguel Lopez.
That's what I wanted to know. You must have sold him quite a few horses. Well, say, has he bought all the horses you've stolen?
Yes, he has.
Thanks, Kent.
What?
That's about all we need to know.
We?
You're talking right. We heard the whole thing.
So did I.
What? Lefty? Kate? What is this?
It's a showdown, you horse-thieving polecat.
So you're the critter that's been stealing horses.
No, no, wait. Now listen.
Save your lies until you go on trial.
But this man here...
He's the one that fixed it, so I'm going to arrest the horse thief.
Now wait.
By thunder, our Joe Jackson, I'm just as good a lawman as he is. Now heist your hands and keep them high.
Me untie Silver King of Hobby.
All right, Toto.
All right, you've got me. You can lower the gun, Kate. I'll go willing. I know when I'm licked. I'll go down fight.
Oh, God, ram him. Give me that horse. No, wait.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
Hold that horse.
Look out, he'll kill the prisoner.
Quiet, Silver. Down, boy.
Oh, no, Charlie. No one but a fool would figure he could grab that horse and ride away.
That horse.
He knows his enemies, Kent. He especially hates horse thieves. Come on, boy.
Now we'll start again, Charlie. Get your hands up and head for jail.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Be ready.
Ready, Philip.
I reckon he's the only man that can ride that white stallion.
There's just one thing I can't figure out. Maybe you can tell me, Pete.
What's that, Lefty?
Well, if he's not some kind of a crook, why did he have that mask in his saddlebag?
It just happens, Lefty, that while he was here among us, he was using a disguise on his face instead of that mask. But whether it's a mask or a disguise, he's still the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.